buying these from. But this is an extension off of that last question. And what role do you see community-based groups playing in the achievement of the district's goals, and specifically those having to do with the achievement of students of color? And just to add off of this, I think this may be an opportunity for you also, again, just to kind of critique the status quo. Do you feel that the school board in some ways could do a better job of communicating with the public, both through community groups, one-on-one, and in other ways? In this case, let's start with Lucy Mathiak, candidate for C2.
I think that, you know, I've been involved in many parent groups, including the East High Booster Club and East High United, and I think it's a mixed bag. I think that you need to talk to the community and take their pulse on who answers their emails, who does not, who shows up for events, who does not. And it's more than just showing up to be there, but it's also participating and doing the grunt work to make things happen. And I think that we could have much better relations, starting with some of the frustration I've heard from parents on just attempts to partner with the district when they've come up with resources to build play grounds, or in the East High case, to revamp a baseball diamond, and not having cooperation or having things delayed so that the costs go way up. And I think that's a huge, huge issue. In fall 2004, a number of people from our child care community came together, I think also with, I think, people from the Northside Planning Council, I may be wrong, to talk about how to institute and implement early childhood education, four-year-old kindergarten. They approached the Performance and Achievement Committee, came forward with several proposals, and had a number of people come to testify, and it just went nowhere. I think that was a good faith effort that really deserved a little bit better attention, because in fact affects minority student achievement and the achievement gap. Similarly, I think that we have a problem when people like Barbara Golden are held up as people that the school district is not supposed to work with. There are parents who are out there advocating. You know, it's not the big grand gesture. It's the little day-to-day things that that make it possible for children to succeed. And there are barriers that we shouldn't have. And the final thing I would say, because I know my time is coming to an end, but hopefully not on this earth, it seems to me that in the entire debate about low enrollment on the East Side, there were some opportunities to say, you know, when we have low enrollment in our schools, what would be the possibility of creating satellite programs for some of our community organizations that would give them office space or parent meeting space inside buildings with low school enrollments? I think that would be a creative way of creating stronger partnerships, stronger community engagement that would be win-win for everybody. Right. Thank you.
And again, while I'm going to try to mix the order up, I will try to keep the two seats to separate, so we have a sense of what people on both sides are in each race are saying. So in this case, we'll go to Juan Jose Lopez, who's the other candidate, along with Lucy Mathiak for C2.
Let me make it clear, and Lucy, I got to be sure you're clear on this. No one on the school board has ever told the administration not to work with Barbara Golden. As a matter of fact, we've welcomed her, we've worked with her, and that's totally false. So please don't mislead the public from that perspective. It may be a perception, but that's not true. Now let's look at the partnerships that we have worked with the Urban League, with Centro Hispano, with the African American Ethnic Academy, with Wickedy now. Johnny Winston Jr. went ahead and took, in my opinion, went ahead and took it on directly. Now, some board members supported it, others did not. The partnerships that we have, any board member can be approached by somebody, or they can approach somebody themselves and say, let's develop a partnership. One of the things that we looked at was after-school programming and working with the YMCA. I'm a member of the YMCA, but I know that at the YMCA, even though I love going there, they do not serve low-income or kids of color there as much as I would want to. But we still came together between MSCR, the YMCA, and we put a committee and a task force together, and we came up with resolution on how to work together and how to be able to do the Safe Haven program, which are after-school programs. Those are for poor kids, not middle-income kids, not well-to-do kids, but low-income kids. And we had and developed a very good relationship between MSCR and the YMCA. We looked again at other community centers. We worked very, very, very closely with Wexford Ridge, with Paul Terranova, to make sure that we provided space, land for them to build a community center right by between Jefferson and Memorial High School. Again, another way of reaching out and working with community organizations. We work with the Atwood Community Center. We work with the East Madison Community Center. We work very closely with the Boys and Girls Club. We work very closely with the Urban League, with Centro Hispano, a number of different agencies. Can we work with others? Yes, but let me tell you again, we are not the wherewithal for everybody. We can't. We don't have all the resources, but we can work together because we have experts on our side, but we also have experts with these different community centers.
I do need to stop you there so we can fit the other two candidates. Thank you very much. That's all right. Maya Cole, seat one.
Well, first I think I'll just relay some experiences I've had. My kids went to Randall this year, and as a community communications chair of the PTO, we decided that we would institute room parents. Because Juan's right, we do have many resources in the community, and one specific resource I don't think we utilize enough are the parents. This race is really about two things. One, it's about, are you happy with the current school board, and do you want to continue with the current status quo? And two is, are you cognizant as a voter that we are turning into an urban school district? One thing I've focused on in my campaign is looking at how other districts outside of Wisconsin deal with these issues. And I think it's informative. It's the kind of leader I am. I'm someone who shares power, who doesn't think that we can gloss this over. This position is about policy and governance. It's not about nice talk about how I care about kids. I want to see results. I'm a parent. I have three kids. I'm dedicated to these schools for many years.
I apologize. We will make this up to you, but I want to make sure we fit Arlene in because we're coming up to the end of the hour.
Okay.
So I will give you another chance, Arlene.
Sure. Thanks again, John. Communication is poor between the district and the public. I think that is one area that needs a lot of improvement. And actually, if I had a chance earlier to talk about some things that I would work on the school board, communication would be number one. I think there's a heck of a lot of information out there on the website. I think it's available to parents who know how to surf the website and have access to websites. Other than that, I think that communication breakdown. We have to, as a school district, we have to, as a board, ensure that we're doing a better job communicating with all of our parents and all of the public, especially the groups of people that may not have English as their primary language, may not have access to a computer in their family room. We need to get out there and do better interaction of explaining what the schools are all about and listening to their feedback. And I think that's where the community organizations play a very critical role, because as partners with a number of the different community organizations, we can, as a school, better understand the needs of all of our children, and we can work with these organizations to develop the programs in the community that will help the children, that are going to help the parents, that are going to help the teachers. I mean, there are a lot of successful programs. I could, you know, go on and on. I'm more familiar with the African American Ethnic Academy because it takes place at the place I work every summer, and it's really cool to see these kids come in and get excited about science. It's a great opportunity for them to learn the areas of how to explore and ask questions, and they love it. It's a community organization. It works. And I think we have to do a better job at expanding those and making sure we're hearing the voice of everyone.
Okay. And again, thanks everyone for your patience with